Turkey's top military officer said today that any Turkish deployment into northern Iraq will be coordinated with the United States. U.S. officials had feared that Turkey planned to send large numbers of troops across the border, complicating the war effort, NPR's Guy Raz reports.
General Hilmi Özkök laid out three specific scenarios in which he could envision sending large numbers of Turkish troops into northern Iraq.
Bu kuvvetlerimize vaki olabilecek bir saldırı.
If our existing soldiers in northern Iraq are attacked for any reason, Özkök said, or if there is a large flow of refugees into Turkey due to unexpected developments in the war, or if there are clashes between different militia groups in the area, he said, Turkey will bolster its presence in Iraq. In the absence of those conditions, Özkök seemed to imply that Turkey will abandon unilateral plans to deploy a significant number of soldiers across the border. After the first Gulf War, nearly 500,000 refugees streamed into Turkey from Iraq. Among those refugees, say Turkish leaders, were Kurdish militants, who exacerbated an existing conflict between the Turkish armed forces and ethnic Kurdish separatists in southern Turkey. Yesterday, Turkish Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül addressed his government's concerns in an interview with the Associated Press.
During the first Gulf War, in one night, almost 500,000 people poured into Turkey. They were not only civilians, there were soldiers, there were militants among them. Then we had to deal with them for a long time.
Over the past 2 days, U.S. envoy Zalmay Khalilzad has been trying to persuade Turkish officials not to send its forces into Iraq. Iraqi Kurds regard Turkish troops with a similar disdain they normally reserve for Iraqi soldiers. Those Kurdish fighters in Iraq have vowed to resist any large-scale Turkish incursion. That would complicate matters for the White House, which wants to prevent a war within a war. Today, General Hilmi Özkök did his best to reassure skeptics in Washington.
Bu bölgede stratejik müttefikimiz Amerika Birleşik Devletleri.
Our strategic ally, the United States, is already fighting in the region, Özkök said. Any action we take will be coordinated with the Americans, and all precautions would be taken to prevent any misunderstandings of our intentions. Those intentions, Özkök added, are entirely defensive.
Sürekli bir tampon bölge oluşturma gibi bir niyetimiz.
We have no plans to establish a permanent presence in northern Iraq, the general said. We will not engage in any offensive clashes. We have no secret intentions, no hidden agenda, and no hostile sentiments toward the people in the area. The softening of the rhetoric here may be related to the Bush administration's proposal to grant Turkey $1 billion in economic aid. Turkey has also been under heavy pressure from several of its NATO allies to keep out of Iraq. General Özkök appealed to those allies not to object to Turkish deployments into Iraq if a large-scale incursion becomes necessary. If things happen to get out of hand in northern Iraq, Özkök said, our friends and allies might one day ask us to go in to restore order, rather than object to it. Guy Raz, NPR News, Diyarbakir, in southeastern Turkey.